Thieves behind a string of residential break-ins may be targeting business owners in Campbell River and the Comox Valley, police say. Const. Maury Tyer of Campbell River RCMP said there is significant information to suggest the thieves are targeting the owners of Asian-owned businesses while they're at work. Investigators believe an organized crime group may be placing GPS trackers on the victims' vehicles in order to track their whereabouts, Tyer said. The GPS trackers, typically black in color and the size of a hockey puck, can be easily attached to an inconspicuous part of a vehicle such as a back bumper or axle area, he said. Tyer said the break-ins are currently not being investigated as race-related crimes. Like a lot of small business owners, they work a lot of long hours and it seems that's giving the folks the opportunity to do these break-ins. Theoretically, they can target almost any kind of mom-and-pop shop. On Wednesday, police responded to a break and enter of a residence on Garden Way in Campbell River. The next day, police responded to a break and enter on Joanne Drive in Campbell River. The Campbell River break-ins follow a string of three break-ins from February 24 to March 1 in the Comox Valley that were within a 15-minute drive of each other. The Comox Valley Chamber of Commerce said it has been warning the business community of the potential threat. Const. Holly Carlson of the Comox Valley RCMP said residences are being pre-scouted to determine if anyone is at home. In the event that the suspects encounter the homeowner, they may mention that they are at the wrong house, she said in a statement. Police are asking homeowners to immediately contact police if they encounter a similar occurrence at their homes. The RCMP are asking residents who live in the areas of the break-ins to review their security camera footage and report any suspicious activities. Tips offered by police to help secure a home include checking doors and windows before leaving the house, installing motion sensor lights around a property's perimeter and storing high-value items in a bolted safe. Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.